Hey friends, I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the signature Five Lakes blend and Chris's blend, because for Chris's blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code Hearing Jesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code Hearing Jesus for 20% off your first order. The heart behind today's episode is the message that God wants to use you as his instrument. And I think sometimes we get so caught up in wondering what exactly it is that God wants us to do that we forget that he's the one that is operating that instrument. It's our job to be obedient to what he wants to do in and through us. I hope this episode encourages you. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life.
The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. Sponsors, when they sponsor a child, have the opportunity to see firsthand the impact that you're making through letters and updates that you receive from your sponsored child. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you choose to sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus, delivered through a church in their community because of a generous, caring sponsor like you. And you can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone and text Hearing Jesus to 83393. You'll get a text back with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or girl to sponsor. When you sponsor, we'll also send you a copy of She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus, my book, as a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Thank you for joining me and sponsoring a child through Compassion today. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. And today I've invited on the show a special guest, Aura Hernandez. And Aura is going to share with us a little bit of the message that God has put on her heart. And she comes to us to the show as alumni from Compassion International. And so, Aura, I'm so glad to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you very much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be with you guys. And as you said, I was part of the Compassion International program, and I'm so happy to be with you. I'm so happy to testify how God works in different ways.
Yeah, I love that. And Aura, one of the things I was really excited about to talk with you is that you actually have a ministry background, and you have, I think, is it a master's in theology?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And so I love hearing female voices talk about God's word. I mean, that's what the whole show is about, is helping others, you know, hear the Lord's voice in their own lives more clearly. And so I was wondering if you could just share with us some of the things that the Lord has put on your heart for us today.
Absolutely, I will. So thank you very much for this time one more time. And yes, I think that God works in different ways, mystery ways sometimes that we don't understand. And I always ask myself the question, how many of us have been in a difficult situation and asked the question, where is God in all of this? Some of us may think about or say it loud, where is God? We as Christians, we believe in the Bible. We believe in the Word of God, the message from the only and true God for the human being. It's not poetry, it's not tradition, it's not another book. It's the truth, it's the message of God to the human. It's the message of God for me and for you. Regardless of your age, your gender, your language, your financial status, it's the message of God for you that tells you the truth. But what is the truth? The truth confirms the reality. The truth states what is real. So truth and reality go hand in hand. They must go together. Otherwise, it's a fake message. Mm. When the Bible said that God is good, I as a Christian, I said, amen, God is good all the time. When the Bible said that God is love, I said, amen, God is love all the time. But when we suffer, when we go through tribulations, pain, sickness, unfair treatment from a loved one, lack of physical or financial resources, when we live firsthand difficult situations, it's hard and it's difficult to understand the goodness, the love of God in our lives. But you are not alone. The writer of Psalm 73 says, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the weak. And the author continues his writings, telling the truth about the prosperity of those who don't fear the Lord. Something I love about the Psalms is this. All the authors open their heart to God. They don't cover their pain, their suffering, neither their feelings, but always at the end, they glorify God. When we suffer, we may think, what is the purpose of this situation in my life? Where is God in all of this? As a child, as I grew up in a poor city, we had a lot of needs. I'm pretty sure my mother had to carry all the weight on her shoulders because she was the adult. But for me, as a kid, I enjoy every season of my life. But when I grew up, I asked myself the question, why some people have everything and some don't? Why some suffer more than others? Or sometimes, why can't I have my life together like others? It feels like I just finished this situation and another one is coming. Where is the purpose of God in all of this? In my own experience, I could say I grew up in a small town in Guatemala called Tierra Nueva, which means New Earth. People in Tierra Nueva had no opportunities to overcome the dark circumstances. In the short term, it was easy to stop doing the right thing. As a teenager, I saw my friends who became leaders of gangs. Some were even killed in violence. Single mothers saw another husband desperate for both provision and protection. Poverty breeds hopelessness and powerlessness, much like a virus that weakens you over time. My father was a very strict man and held cultural beliefs for me as the only daughter, to marry young, begin a family, and relied on a husband to provide everything. He did not believe women should be educated, and he did not allow my mother to go to church, but she sent us alone. Going back to my previous question, where was God in all of this situation? A child should not be exposed to all of this, but God had a plan. In 1990, my father immigrated to the United States and left my mother alone to raise me and support me and my two brothers. My mother did not hear from my father for a while. While he was living and working in the U.S., my mother enrolled me in school and hid my enrollment from my father. So she also found a church and we could all attend together. The name of the church was Dios es Amor, God is love. My mother and my two brothers and me found godly people who supported us. It was a church where we found out about the Compassion International Development Program. The people of Dios es Amor were the instruments of God. They show me that God does not exclude anyone, no one. The Bible said that He is our Creator, but when we are attracted by God, we became His children. Not only creation, but His children. And let me be honest, when I was living in specific situations, I did not see the perfect plan of God in my life. I was not envious of others, but of course there were times where I was scared because of the violence of my town, and I needed to feel safe. Tierra Nueva, my town, was well known for violence, drug trafficking, and gangsters. And at nighttime, you had to lock your doors early and make sure that everything is closed. Before I went to bed, and many times, my prayer was, God, I'm scared. Something's going to happen one of these nights. These people wanted to steal everything, and they can hurt me, but I trust you. Many times I pray saying, God, confuse his thoughts. Just like you did in the Bible, clean his mind. Send your angels to protect me and my family. I also memorize Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord is around those who fear him and rescues them. Then I cover myself under the bedsheet and fall asleep.
The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. One of the ways Compassion accomplishes this is through people like you and me who sponsor a child. When you sponsor a child, you have the opportunity to see firsthand the impact that you're making through letters and updates that you receive from your sponsored child. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you choose to sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus delivered through a church in their community. Sponsors can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone and text Hearing Jesus to 283-393. You'll get a text back with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or girl to sponsor. When you sponsor, Compassion will also send you a copy of my book, She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus. It's a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Again, head to compassion.com/hearingjesus to learn more. Thank you for joining me and sponsoring a child through Compassion today.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.
For the glory of God, I can testify that God listened to my prayers. I lived there for more than 30 years, and nothing happened to me or my family. There were times when I was terrified during the day, walking home or when I was going to school, but God used other people to protect me. I thank God for my church, Dios es Amor. I was safe and loved in this place. But I also have fun. We met in our church 2 or 3 days to participate in the Compassion program, and I made friends. I received extracurricular trainings, annual checkups, something that did not happen regularly in Guatemala, unless you have the resources to go to the doctor. But I also had godly mentoring and more. But the most important, I was introduced to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus gave me hope, a future, a true life, an eternal life, and my confidence began to grow. The fears from being a girl without the presence of my father and my young mother were little by little covered by the faith in God's promises. At church, they taught me that I was able to have dreams because I was empowered by godly people. God used the people of church, Dioses Amor, to help me and develop the potential that God gave us as his children, but not only them. God also used the Compassion International Development Program. This program works with sponsors, and God provided me with a couple of them. During my time in the program, I had a couple of sponsors, but my last sponsor was Kia Hofer from Alaska. She was a missionary, the same age as me, lovely and faithful in her commitment to sponsor me all the way to college. A couple of times during the year, she wrote me letters and reminded me that Jesus loves me and he had a plan for my life. I was very quiet, but it was special to know that someone, Kia, my sponsor, was caring, thinking, and praying for me. When I remember how scared I was, feeling unprotected, fearing for my life, these moments are the perfect picture of my life before Jesus. Afraid, unsafe, and silent. But God used compassion to take me from unprotected to safe, from fearful to confident, from uneducated because of my gender to the first college graduate in my family. And I hold a master's degree in theology. When I look at the journey of my life without the presence of God and protection of my father, I think of Genesis 50:20. That what was intended to harm me, God, my true father, intended for good. My life is a testimony of the only beautiful and merciful of God. He was with me all the time. He provided resources, people, places, everything to protect me and guide me. I did not see the full picture of my life before. But now I can see the hand of God. I can close my eyes and all of these memories come to my mind, reflecting perfectly the love and goodness of God. Mm. Now it's so clear for me. Poverty, pain, and suffering reflect the need of Jesus in the world. But just as God used the people of Dioses Amor, my church, my pastors, Eliu and Sandra Teo, and the Compassion Program volunteers, God is looking for someone to be his instrument. If you are a Christian, you are his instrument. God will empower you to become the person that someone needs. Kia, my sponsor from a different country, was an instrument of God in my life. Jesus is the only one who can help you and who can help me. There is hope, future, and life in Jesus. In the Bible, we found Hosea in chapter 11. Chapter 11 talks about the people of God. And verse number 4 says, I led them, referring to his people, with cords of a man with bounds of love. We need to be the cords of God that are bound with love, with his love. But we don't do it in our own strength. It's by the power of God through our lives. I invite you to get closer to God. If you are going through a hard time, I invite you to find Jesus. Get in touch with your church. Find a godly church. Look for godly people who can help you to go through your desert. With all my heart, I ask you to consider to support Compassion International. I am a living testimony of how God used Compassion International to bring Jesus to my life. And he is the most valuable treasure of my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless all the listeners, Father. Bring us closer to you. Let us be empowered by your Holy Spirit to become who you want us to be. Give us the strength and the wisdom that only comes from you, so people can see our good works and glorify your name. We love you. We honor you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing some of your heart and your story. I think one of the things was there was a couple of things that I wanted to revisit that you had said. You were talking about how poverty, pain, and suffering reveal the need for God. And I think that's a really powerful statement. And I think sometimes we get caught up thinking, you know, we blame God for those things, poverty, pain, and suffering. But you said that that actually reveals the need for God. Would you speak about that for a minute? Like, I think sometimes we get that backwards, right? But you think that actually reveals the need for God.
Yes. So the Bible said that we were created in connection with God. But then sin came and that separated us from God. Mm-hmm. Without God, we are lost.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's no hope. There's no life.
Yeah.
So the sin comes and do all its things.
Yeah.
Pain, suffering, tribulation, the most of the time is because the sin that is in the world. So God uses this because he sent people, his godly people, to be the instrument of God.
I love that. You know, the other thing that struck me, and I want to make sure I heard you correctly, your sponsor was the same age as you, your last sponsor?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's incredible. Because I think sometimes we discredit younger people. Like, we forget that God, like, wants to use young people. And because I'm a mother of teenagers, that's one of the things I tell my daughters all the time. Like, there's no junior version of the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Holy Spirit moves upon your heart, he wants to use you just as much as he wants to use somebody that's older. And so I love thinking about that. And also, you said how in the middle of you fearing for your life, you were getting letters from your sponsor knowing that she was praying for you and the impact that that made. And I think about that because honestly, I have a pile of letters that I need to respond to from my sponsored children. And I know it's there. And I keep thinking to myself every day, it's on my list. I need to write those letters. But you're basically saying that those letters kind of became like a lifeline almost for you in some ways. And I wondered if you could just speak a little bit about the impact that those letters make, because I think sometimes as sponsors, we don't realize how much an impact those letters do make in the life of the children that we're sponsoring.
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. And the funny story is that when we got the letters in our compassion program back in Guatemala, we were sitting and waiting to hear our names because there was a brother who always read the names because we got a letter and we were just waiting to hear our names. It was like a special gift. And I think that even though you, the age, wherever you live, that doesn't matter. God can use you.
Yeah.
He used someone the same age as me. And she was telling me, God loves you. That was a reminder for me as a child that someone was loving me. She didn't even know me, but yeah. She was telling me, God loves you. God cares about you. God has a plan for you. Sometimes we don't pay a lot of attention to these little words, but it's the word of God. We are just being instruments of God, telling other people, God loves you. God cares about you. God had a plan for you. And when you hear that empowers a child. especially a girl.
Yeah.
That didn't have a father. Didn't have the presence of my father. That part, it was like, yes, even though I'm here just with my mom and my two brothers, this town is very dangerous. There's a lot of violence. I know that someone loves me. Someone is praying for me. And my testimony of living in this place for around 30 years, and I did not suffer anything, nothing happened to my family. That's the power of prayer. Mm. Someone is praying around you to protect you.
Oh, I love that. The words and the prayers of the sponsor are so important. You know, one of the things that I think is so impactful is understanding, like you had said, God is looking for someone to be his instrument. And I think sometimes we have this tendency, at least in America, to think, okay, well, somebody needs to do something about poverty, or God could do something about poverty if he wanted. And yet God has made plans and allowances for us as the body of Christ to do something about it. And yet we sometimes hesitate because we don't realize that specifically God is looking for us to be his instrument. And I love your testimony of how Kia, your sponsor, was an instrument of God in your life. I'm just so thankful for that. And then to see you were the first college graduate in your family, that to see where you came from and to see what God has done in your life and the role that compassion played to get you from point A to point B. Having a master's in theology, I know firsthand that that's not easy. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so I just want to say how proud I am of you. Like, I know that we just met, but I'm so proud of the tenacity and the strength and the drive that you have, and your even willingness to share that message with what God has done in your life with other people. Aura, thank you so much for sharing with us. And is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we sign off?
Thank you, Rachel. Yes. Everything that happened is because God is allowing that to happen. Mm. I love Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. In the beginning, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Mm. Our job, our duty as Christians is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
You need to understand that God is the one who put you in this place, this year, and this specific situation. We only have to fix our eyes on Jesus and do his job. We can bless others and we have no idea. I'm pretty sure Kia didn't have idea what was she doing. You know, praying for me, doing the monthly gift every month.
The sponsorship, yeah.
Yes, doing the monthly sponsorship every month. I'm pretty sure that she didn't have idea how God was going to work in my life.
Yeah.
When I see my life, I see the mercy and grace of God in my life. Mm, I was a very quiet girl. I wasn't able to talk before. But through the Bible, the Holy Spirit showed me Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus allowed me to have dreams. He's the one who gave me the strength to go and for the glory of God to have what I have right now.
Amen.
And for me, it's a privilege to share my testimony because it doesn't talk about me. It talks about the work of Jesus in my life.
Yeah, I love that so much. Well, you know, the compassion program is near and dear to my heart. And the podcast tithe, like any of the funds that come in for the podcast, the tithe actually goes to compassion because that's how much I believe in what God is doing through compassion. And so for listeners, if you are praying about that, I would just ask if you would consider joining me in sponsoring a child through Compassion International. If you would like to learn more about that, or if you would like to sponsor a child, you can go to compassion.com/hearingjesus. Or you can text the words hearing Jesus to 83393. And one of the things that is particularly special about the way that we have set up our compassion partnership is I have a heart for especially young girls that are in vulnerable situations, but in particular, kids that are vulnerable to exploitation. And so the first 100 kids that you'll see when you go to compassion.com/hearingjesus, the first 100 kids are kids that are particularly vulnerable to exploitation based on their family situation or the location that they are in or the situation that brought them into the compassion program. And it's really my heart that we make it a priority to really use our finances well and to be responsible with the funds that God has given us in a way that makes a huge impact. And so again, you can head to compassion.com/hearingjesus or text hearing Jesus to 83393 to learn more. Ara, thank you so much for being with us today. I just will continue to pray that God continues to reveal himself in your story as you continue to serve him in ministry. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Hey friends, before you go, real quick, I want to let you know that we have extra resources at shehears.org to help you grow in your faith. Whether you're looking for a new Bible or Bible tabs or additional Bible studies, I've curated a selection of some of my favorite things that I think you're really going to love. So with Easter coming up, I want to offer you 10% on the store. If you go to shehears.org and go to our shop on the resources page, you can enter the code HEARINGJESUS for 10% off between now and Easter. Happy shopping! Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.